Each guest a scar that never felt a wound. What light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. See how she leans her cheek upon her hand. Oh, that I were a glove upon that hand, that I might touch that cheek.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father, and refuse thy name. For if thou wilt not be but sworn, my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet.
Shall I hear more, or shall I speak at this?
'Tis but thy name that is my enemy. What's in a name, that which we call a rose? By any other name would smell as sweet. Romeo doth thy name, and for that name, which is no part of thee, take all myself.
I take thee at thy word. Call me but love, and I'll be new baptized. Henceforth I never will be Romeo.
My ears have not yet drunk 100 words that sound uttering, yet I know the sound. Art thou not Romeo and Montague?
Neither, fair maid, is either thee dislike.
So how camest thou hither? Tell me, and wherefore? The orchard walls are high, and hard to climb, and the place? Yes, consider who thou art. If any of my kinsmen find thee here, if they do see thee, they will murder thee.
Alack, there lies more peril in thine eye than 20 of their swords. Look thou, sweet, and I am proof against their enmity.
Thou knowest the mask of night is on my face, else would a maiden blush to paint me cheek, for that which thou hast heard me speak to night. Fain would I dwell on form, fain deny what I have spoke, but farewell compliment. Dost thou love me?
Oh.
I know thou wilt say aye, and I will take thy word. Oh, gentle Romeo, if thou dost love, pronounce it faithfully, or if thou think I am too quickly won, I frown and be perverse, and say thee nay, so thou wilt say. But else, not for the world. In truth, fair Montague, I am too fond, and therefore thou mayst speak behavior like. But trust me, gentlemen, I'll prove more true than those that have more cunning to be strange. Should have been more strange, I must confess. But that thou overheard ere I was ware, my cruel love fashion.
Lady, by yonder blessed moon, I swear.
Swear not by the moon, the inconstant moon, that monthly changes in her circlet orb, lest that thy love be likewise variable. For if thou wilt, swear by thy gracious self, which is the god of my idolatry, and I'll believe it.
If my heart be a love.
Well, do not swear. Although I joy in thee, I have no joy of this contract tonight. It is too rash, too unadvised, too sudden, too like the lightning, which doth cease to be ere one can say it lightens. Sweet. Good night. This bird of love, by summer's ripening breath, may prove a beauteous flower when next we meet. Good night, good night. As sweet repose and rest come to thy heart, as that within my breast.
Oh, wilt thou leave me so unsatisfied?
What satisfaction canst thou have tonight?
The exchange of thy love's faithful vow for mine.
I gave thee mine before thou didst request it, and yet I would it were to give again.
Would thou withdraw it? For what purpose, love?
But to be frank and give it thee again. I heard some noise within. Dear love, adieu.
Anon, good night.
Sweet Montague, be true. Stay but a little, I will come again.